This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Over the last 3 years, Wisconsin has been ranked last in the nation for startup activity by leading entrepreneurship, advocacy, and research organization. But regional efforts to inspire and support local entrepreneurs continues to expand through a program called Co-Starters. With locations in La Crosse and Viroqua, the training program for new and existing entrepreneurs has created 70 jobs in the last 4 years, with plans for another round of training this spring. Joining us now to talk about the Co-Starters program and the local climate for entrepreneurs are Aaron Rimler, business and income developer for CoolieCap, Lissa Carlson, owner of Coolie Parenting Connection based in La Crosse and a past Co-Starters participant, Nora Rowan Schmidt, executive director of the Viroqua Chamber Main Street, and Mike Palin, owner of Pura Vida Wellness Studio and a past Co-Starters participant. So Aaron, could you start by talking a little bit about what is Co-Starters?
Yeah, so Co-Starters is a 9-week entrepreneurial boot camp. It is facilitated by local business owners, as well as often brings in other people from the community to give their insight on various topics. It's basically just designed to give entrepreneurs at all different stages of the game, whether they're just getting started or they've been doing it for a while, everything they need to get started or expand. It's based on the Lean Business Model Canvas, which is more of a guide than a model. And it's meant to be, you know, accessible, easy to digest, as well as educational, action-driven, and community-focused.
What are the prerequisites for someone to participate in this program? Are there any?
There really aren't. The only prerequisite is to have a business idea that you're ready, willing, and excited to share and work on, as well as having a willingness to study, shape, and fine-tune that idea in a supportive, collaborative, and welcoming environment.
Where did this idea come from? You know, why did CoolieCap want to kind of start this program for entrepreneurs?
Well, it started a couple years ago, like you mentioned, and you also mentioned the Kaufman Index stat that has rated Wisconsin last in entrepreneurship activity for the last couple years. And they also rated La Crosse County last, or 70th out of 72 counties in Wisconsin. And it's an output-based statistic, so that was something that was pretty alarming. We also noticed that wages weren't really keeping up with cost of living, so we kind of wanted to find a different way to create locally sourced wealth. So we invested a lot of time and energy into finding ways to support the small business ecosystem in the 4-county area that we serve, which is La Crosse, Monroe, Vernon, and Crawford. So the Co-Starters program was introduced to my predecessor as well as my former boss, and it's a program that was developed down in Tennessee in 2008 and is now run all over the globe. So we contracted it out here in La Crosse a couple years ago, and it's just been growing ever since, and it's been a lot of fun.
Nora, why was this a program that you feel like Viroqua needed?
Well, Co-Starters is a program that is given the Viroqua Chamber Main Street and the Viroqua community the opportunity to empower entrepreneurs and then also enhance our organization's lineup of economic development programming, which is really fantastic. So it was just a natural fit. The Co-Starters program went together so well with our pop-up shop program. So we were really excited to be part of it, and we just love working with CoolieCap.
Nora, what do you think the climate is like for entrepreneurs in the Viroqua area?
You know, Viroqua is a really unique community because we are in a position that a lot of other communities our size in Wisconsin don't find themselves in. So we are a community that has a thriving and vibrant downtown. We have very low vacancy, and we have a community that's extremely supportive of mom and pop and other local business efforts. So a lot of that has to do with participation, not only in Co-Starters, but our pop-up shop program. And some of it just has to do with the residents in our area. We're really fortunate to have such a supportive community.
And Aaron, I would kind of pose the same question, a similar question to you. You know, what do you think the climate is like in the La Crosse area for entrepreneurs?
It's kind of a mixed bag, I think. There are a lot of supportive people here, that really enjoy engaging in the local small business and entrepreneurship community. And I think CoStarters has been a really big help and a really big advocate for that because it is very community focused and, you know, really stresses the idea of connecting people to a larger network that can support them and keep them sustainable. But also, you know, it's tough to keep and maintain these resources because there's just, you know, a lack of funds available across the board. So it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of really great people. But we are very lucky to have a lot of great people here in this area, like our partners in Viroqua.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about regional efforts to inspire and support entrepreneurs. We're here with Aaron Rimler from Cooley Cap, business owner Lissa Carlson from La Crosse, Nora Rowan Schmidt from the Viroqua Chamber Main Street, and business owner Mike Palin from Viroqua. Lissa, why did you want to participate in the CoStarters program?
At the time, I had purchased a new business in March 2015 that I was looking at expanding, but I actually found the boot camp was more valuable to my existing business, Cooley Parenting. Even if you have an existing business, going through the course gives you an opportunity to take a look at things that in your daily work you may not have time to analyze. Like when I started out, I looked at my costs per page, but it's 15 years later at the time, and I hadn't done it for quite a while. And being in the course allowed me to do that and to see that we had to make changes in order to remain viable.
When did you start Cooley Parenting?
Cooley Parenting started in 2001. So it's 17 years in May that we have published.
Yeah, I mean, what made you want to get started?
At the time, there were not the proliferation of publications that you see now. I had been doing freelance work for people outside the area, but I had my first job out of college had been with a parenting magazine, and my passion was really, really lied there, the power of parenting and supporting parents in a community that way. And so it really was to create an outlet for my writing, really. It became something more as time went on, and it's definitely about different things now, but certainly the writing part of it remains my passion.
What do you think was the biggest challenge in starting this business?
I guess when I started Cooley Parenting, I started small. I've never taken out a loan for Cooley Parenting. I've always functioned, I've been very good fiscally. but I guess it's hard to get the word out about a new business. It's hard to make connections. So if there had been something like CoStarters 17 years ago, it would have made the process that much easier.
Yeah, Aaron, I mean, are these some challenges that you try to address in the CoStarters program?
As far as getting the word out there, definitely. There's a huge focus on being able to craft your message and tell your story, as well as, you know, figuring out what it is your customers are looking for. It's very focused on, as far as the model building goes, really finding your niche and your place in the market. And from there, really testing your assumptions and getting that real-time feedback from the other people in the class that allow you to figure out, you know, where this is going and what's going to work best.
How important do you think that storytelling aspect is for businesses nowadays? You know, we hear a lot about kind of the importance of telling the story and making that personal connection with consumers.
Mm-hmm. I think it's extremely important across different industries. I mean, retail, for example, is one that, you know, you hear all the time these days about these big box stores that are not doing so well, but you can see these small, you know, downtown small businesses that do the same kind of thing or do their own thing that are doing great, and it's because people can connect to that in a different way, and it's a way of really defining a community through those small businesses.
Mike, I want to go to you. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to start your business, Pura Vida Wellness Studio, and what made you want to participate in the Co-Starters program?
Well, ironically, I initially got in the Co-Starters program for a different business of my own in solar, but I had spoken to Nora, and she expressed that there was an opening, so I thought there'd be a great opportunity because we did want to open a business eventually here, and it just so happened that the program really helped out more with the yoga studio than it did with the solar business I was launching.
What was the biggest takeaway from you from this program?
Well, what really helped out, what I really liked about it is being in a group setting, bouncing out ideas off each other, learning from some of the veterans in this town. Like each week, a speaker would come in that's already opened up a business and would share their insights. And it really gave you a good perspective on, you know, what to expect in this community and, you know, how, and having resources to help you through that process too.
Nora, I think it's interesting. We've heard from both Mike and Lissa, mentions of several different businesses they're looking at. And I wonder if you see entrepreneurs or startups, people in this entrepreneurial mindset looking at multiple businesses and kind of having different, goals and businesses to start.
Absolutely. You know, one of the fantastic things about Co-Starters is that it's a program that does its job in many different ways. And one of the most important ways that it does its job is by helping people really look at the meat and potatoes of what their business plan is, to see if it's viable, to test it with other people who are also part of the group. And then, you know, sometimes we'll start out in a Co-Starters program with 12 participants, and maybe only 5 or 6 graduate, and that's okay. It's because people have looked at whether or not they're really ready to open a business, and they've gone through all of the steps, and they've interviewed with people who have businesses, and they understand some of the beautiful things about owning a business and some of the biggest challenges, and then they are able to make their own decisions. So in Mike's case, he was one of our most fantastic participants in the Co-Starters program, and he was able to see that there was a need for something else in the community, and he ended up partnering with his wife, and right after the Co-Starters program, we rolled them into a pop-up shop so they could test their business model in Viroqua for 3 months, and ta-da, here they are, amazing members of the business community here offering classes and all kinds of different services and participating in community events. So we're really fortunate. Mike's story is a true success story.
Mike, I wonder what your thoughts are on how important that aspect of getting to kind of test your business through the pop-up shop program. You know, how important is that?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, to be able to test it without, you know, having a whole lot of risk really helped out and gave us time to, you know, try different things and, you know, just really get our feet under us. And thankfully, you know, with that 3 months, we had, you know, some good success. We found that the business or what we offered was valued in the community. And then, like Nora said, then we were able to sign a lease and away we went. So it was very great to, you know, be able to start your business not only with the Co-Starters program getting you ready for it, but then also to have that 3 month kind of trial and error period where there isn't a lot of risk. So it's very valuable.
Aaron, are there opportunities for people in La Crosse in the Co-Starters program to kind of test drive or see how their business might go over in the community?
Well, we are expanding those possibilities this year. I'm happy to say, thanks to some help from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, we are expanding the pop-up shop program with the help of Nora and Viroqua Chamber Main Street to both downtown La Crosse and the uptown area on the north side.
What details have you worked out about what that will look like so far?
We're still working them out, but it looks like the grant period is going to be over the holiday season of next year. So that's when the businesses will have that 3-month period to go into a storefront and test out their idea. As far as the sites and stuff, you know, we're kind of still working that out. But we are working with Downtown Main Street here in La Crosse, as well as the Uptown Business Collective and North La Crosse Business Association. And putting these programs together. And like I said, Nora's been a big help, too, in helping spread this program around the region.
The Co-Starters program has created 70 jobs in the region since its beginning. Are all those jobs, owners of businesses, or do they also include maybe employees at businesses that have been started?
They also include employees and businesses that have gone through the program that have done it just to expand. Or add new lines of revenue. So, it's proven over the years to be an extremely effective way of building wealth and creating sustainable economic development at an extremely low cost to the community.
That's Aaron Rimler, business and income developer for Cooley Cap. Here with us today to talk about the Co-Starters Program, a local training for new and existing entrepreneurs to successfully launch their business ideas. Also joining us is Mike Palin, a business owner in Viroqua, Nora Rowan Schmidt from Viroqua Chamber Main Street, and business owner Lissa Carlson from La Crosse. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Lissa, you mentioned that when you participated in the Co-Starters program, you know, you found it was really helpful for the business that you had already started. And I wonder if you could talk about, what it's like to be able to, work with other entrepreneurs, people of, entrepreneurial mindsets to look at these ideas and focus on how to improve your business.
I went through the program with some pretty great new businesses. So it was really great to have the group to offer support to one another. A lot of good ideas came out of our classes together.
Yeah, do you feel like, is there a... Being a local business owner, do you feel like there is a community of business owners in the La Crosse area? You know, do you feel like there is an ability to work together, on these sorts of things?
Not really. I think there could be expansion in that area. I don't. You have your Chamber of Commerce, which we belong to, and Co-Starters is a really great hands-on way of bringing that together, and I know they're trying and having success with it. One of the things that we had done, too, we were one of the first people to be involved in the combined space downtown. That was an interesting way of bringing people together as well, other business owners. As far as options beyond that, I'm not aware of them.
Do you feel like that would be helpful or maybe so about, helping new startups, find resources and get advice, having more of a space for entrepreneurs to come together?
I think there's always an element of competition between new business owners. So there's always a bit of holding back because, you don't want to give somebody your trade secret type thing. But I do think that there is room for more collaboration between business owners, among business owners.
Aaron, I think this is an interesting idea. This, obviously you're asking entrepreneurs to share their business ideas in this setting. How do you overcome that, that feeling of wanting to protect kind of your idea and your potential business from competition?
Well, it's tough. I mean, I've definitely had people come in and come to the first session and tell me, well, if there was someone else that had a business like mine here, I wouldn't have stayed. And, that is kind of, as an entrepreneur and someone who spends a lot of time crafting these ideas, obviously you want to protect them. But what I think Co-Starters does a really good job of is putting the focus on people above the ideas that they bring to the table. Obviously the ideas are extremely important, but the focus of Co-Starters is really the individuals that are involved and making sure that regardless of what the outcome is, that program will put them a step closer to being able to pursue what it is they want to pursue.
You mentioned that Co-Starters is a program that, you know, is all over the country. I guess, are there other similar programs in Wisconsin?
I mean, there are lots of different methods of entrepreneurial training, I think. But I don't think there are any programs like Co-Starters that really put the focus on community and the individuals in a really grassroots way that has been as sustainable and as effective as Co-Starters, at least not that I've heard of.
Nora, what are your thoughts on how, you know, this effort to encourage entrepreneurship through the Co-Starters program, how it compares to other communities in Wisconsin or maybe just in the region and our neighbors in Minnesota and Iowa?
You know, I think the Co-Starters program is just unbelievably accessible, which is one of the reasons that so many people enjoy it and stick with it. I was a facilitator last year when we ran the program in Viroqua, and on the first day, the participants were so excited just about how cool the binder was that got a bunch of them to make sure that they continued at least until the next week. So not only is it a very beautiful system, it's the way that things work during the sessions, the way that people interact, the team type atmosphere. It's just a fantastic way of doing things, and it's based on all of Cooley Cap's efforts and the grant and some other things. It's not only accessible, it's very, very affordable for people in Viroqua and in La Crosse.
I'm glad Nora brought up this issue because, you know, Cooley Cap is known for, you know, addressing poverty and promoting self-sufficiency, in the community. And so I wonder how this entrepreneurship, you know, program kind of fits in with those other efforts in the organization.
It definitely fits in with the self-sufficiency aspect of what we do, I think. You know, we're giving people the tools they need to create their own jobs and create their own way in the market, basically. So, you know, we are basically allowing people to find ways to create their own wealth, and I think that's extremely important. And if you talk about, you know, the eradication of poverty and the way that small business fits into that, you know, we are locally sourcing wealth. When you have neighborhood-based small businesses, you're having, you know, more of every dollar that's spent here stays in the community, and that's money that can be recirculated and used for other things and create more resources. So I think, you know, it fits right in with our core mission and our core belief of eradicating poverty and promoting self-sufficiency any way that we can. So I think this has been a really good part of building that ecosystem.
There is some financial risk, I think, in starting your own business. And I wonder if that is, a concern or something that you guys talk about in the Co-Starters program, the financial risk of you know, starting a business.
Yep, absolutely. It's definitely something that gets talked about. And Co-Starters will take you through, you know, you figure out your costs and figure out what it's going to cost you to do business. And then you spend a lot of time talking about different methods of accounting as well as business structure. And we try to bring accountants and lawyers in if we can to talk about those things too. So they're hearing it from somebody that works with that kind of stuff every day. And then you go through and talk about different methods of financing, whether that be a traditional loan, different grants that are available, crowdfunding, you know, all this different stuff that's available these days. And then, you know, being someone from a nonprofit organization, we also spend a lot of time looking for ways to sort of take that intimidation away. And I think Co-Starters is one of the ways that we've been able to do that. Nora kind of already mentioned it, but this is a program that in other communities can cost thousands of dollars to take, and we can offer it for the low price of $300 is our standard rate, and then we offer discounts for people that qualify. So it's extremely affordable. And then the pop-up shop program as well is another way that You know, they've been able to take that financial intimidation away for people in Viroqua, and we hope to be able to successfully expand that to other communities this year.
Lissa, what are your thoughts on this, you know, financial risk that business owners have to take on?
Absolutely. There's a risk involved with starting a business. And I guess that was one of the greatest things that I got out of the program was taking a look at that again and determining where we added costs over 15 years that we hadn't had when I started. I agree that being a business owner gives you a great deal of control over how wealthy you become. Now, how successful your business becomes definitely plays a role in that. But being self-employed gives you a lot of control over your budgets, and that was something that was good about the class. We talked about the different ways of accounting and the different ways of looking for funding. While I've never looked for funding, it was great to know that those were options available to me.
Mike, what was your experience, you know, dealing with the, you know, or thinking about the financial risk of, you know, starting your own business? Was this something that was a challenge for you?
Yeah, it was a challenge more, I guess, like mentally, because we had had some home-based businesses and we didn't even think we'd ever really get into the bricks and mortar business, but it just so happened we had dreamed of a yoga studio, so it just started to materialize. And I think that's one of the beauties of the co-starters into the pop-up shop program is that took a little bit of the burden off of us, knowing that, you know, I think one of the big risks is, you know, signing a lease, you know, putting all your eggs in one basket and signing a long-term lease or something and having to pay that rent. So again, having that 3-month buffer there really kind of gives you that chance to, you know, see if it really is going to work. You know, we found the numbers worked and we're like, boy, we can really make rent. And so it was just that perfect transition from co-starters to the pop-up that helped alleviate some of that stress of the financial part.
Mike, do you feel like that worry, that kind of mental hesitation, I wonder, do you think that holds entrepreneurs back sometimes?
Oh, I definitely think it does. And I mean, it can be, I think, that easily one of the biggest challenges that an entrepreneur or a small business owner faces when they open it up is, you know, putting, you know, everything you have kind of on the line and, you know, almost hoping it works. And some people don't have the resources of, you know, kind of going through a program like the co-starters where they get, you know, help with, you know, developing their plan, you know, and some people just kind of jump in and go for it. And so, yeah, that's the biggest risk, the biggest challenge. And that's why these two programs together really, really help, you know, make that a smoother transition.
Mike Palin, owner of Pura Vida Wellness Studio and a past Co-Starters participant, is here with us today to talk about the local climate for entrepreneurs. He's joined by Lissa Carlson, a business owner in La Crosse, Aaron Rimler from Cooley Cap, and Nora Rowan Schmidt from Viroqua Chamber Main Street. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation on what regional startups need to be successful. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. To hear audio archives of today's show, visit our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to more information on the Co-Starters program. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about a local training program to help new and existing entrepreneurs get their business ideas off the ground. Starting in La Crosse 4 years ago, the Co-Starters program from Coolicap has now expanded to Viroqua and has created 70 jobs in the region. Joining us now to talk about why the program works and what startups need to be successful are Aaron Rimler, business and income developer for Coolicap, Lissa Carlson, owner of Cooley Parenting Connection in La Crosse and a past Co-Starters participant, Nora Rowan Schmidt, executive director of the Viroqua Chamber Main Street, and Mike Palin, owner of Pura Vida Wellness Studio and a past Co-Starters participant. Aaron, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what are the different types of businesses that have participated in the Co-Starters program?
It's all across the board. There's definitely not, I don't think, one type of business that we see most often. It's really everything from, media development businesses to different retail businesses. Obviously, you have your food and restaurant type businesses as well. We've had farm-based businesses come through that have been successful. We've had, it's all across the board, really.
Have there been particular kinds of businesses or particular ideas that have worked better than others?
I don't know if there has been. It's really, like I've kind of been saying, it's focused on the individual. If I think Co-Starters is a really great testament to the idea that if people are willing to come in and work on these ideas and really invest time and passion into them, and if they are able to get access to the tools that they need to get started and to craft these ideas and test their assumptions, that anybody can be successful.
How often do participants go through the Co-Starters program and maybe choose not to open the business idea that they had?
That definitely happens. We will definitely get that as feedback. Is one of the things that Co-Starters will show certain people is that, they don't want to open a business or this, isn't something that they were ready for at the time. And that's okay too. That's a good consequence of the program. We're alleviating risk and we are putting someone that much closer to, being where they want to be, regardless of how it happens.
So as I mentioned, this program's, started in La Crosse through Coolicap and now is in Viroqua. And Nora, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, how you see how the two programs compare. Maybe what are the differences between, La Crosse and Viroqua that are reflected in the conversations that happen at Co-Starters?
Wow, that's kind of a challenging question. I'm not so sure that there are a tremendous amount of differences between the two programs and the two areas. I think the only thing that's a little bit different between the two communities is just that certainly La Crosse is a much larger area, and so their business community is a little bit more spread out. They've got a chamber and a downtown Main Street, whereas in Viroqua we are a community of under 5,000 people, and we have two organizations in one, which I think makes some of the communicating and resources and other things a little bit easier sometimes. So as far as how things are different beyond that, I'm really not sure. I think that Coolicap and the different facilitators who are hired to teach the Co-Starters program all have very similar standards. So I think just different communities react just a little bit differently to the material.
Lissa, I wonder, as a business owner in this area, if these programs are based in certain communities, but I wonder if businesses in the area see those lines drawn between communities, or are you really, thinking about the region as a whole and marketing to people in the region rather?
Certainly, Cooley Parenting Connection is about the region. We don't focus on La Crosse, and we include information about the entire area. From that perspective, we have a different view of community. We have distribution in Winona. We have distribution in Upper Iowa. So we see it as a bigger area than Viroqua or La Crosse.
Yeah. Mike, I wonder if you have a similar view, or maybe your studio is more focused on the Viroqua community.
I kind of want to expand a little bit on what the question for Nora is, if I may.
Yeah.
Like, as far as the differences between La Crosse and Viroqua, and I heard Lissa kind of explain this too, I found it that, you know, I think Viroqua, like, they really get it that we all, if one succeeds, we all succeed. So I think there wasn't as much of a competition and not wanting to share secrets other than support each other and know that, you know, the more businesses we have, the more it's all going to benefit everyone. And so I wanted to point that out because I you know, and maybe it's because it's a small town, it's a little bit easier to do that. But I found that pretty interesting as the veterans in the community, if you will, would come in and talk at the co-starters how, you know, supportive they were and really just let it all out and told them all the goods and the bads and everything because they want people to come in and be successful. So that was great in this community as far as the support from other business owners knowing, you know, we all win together.
Aaron, I wonder if that's an important, you know, kind of concept to build, kind of the idea that a rising tide raises all boats.
Yeah, and I think Co-Starters puts a pretty big focus on that, you know, inner network of people. And, you know, we try to, as best we can, make sure we have a focus on, you know, that idea and the idea that we are building something that at the end of the day will benefit everybody, whether they're a business owner or not. You know, as a resident, you obviously benefit from an increase in economic activity in your area. So, it's definitely a huge part of it and something we are trying to build in a lot of different ways. But, you know, it's a process, and we work at it every day with everyone that we work with. So it's definitely important, yeah.
Lissa, what are your thoughts on this?
Co-Starters offers a rare opportunity to have that community. Mike is right. During my Co-Starters class, I never felt that I had to hold back with other people in the class because of competing. That was more of a statement about the overall atmosphere and the opportunities for things like Co-Starters, which are rare.
I think it changes as the course goes on. And people get more acquainted to this idea of community and, you know, building the small business ecosystem in their area. So I think, you know, as people move through the course, they kind of really start to feel that sense of community and the importance of being a part of a network.
Aaron, are there plans for Coolie Cap to expand this program to other communities outside of La Crosse and Viroqua?
There are. They're actually in action right now. We are bringing Co-Starters to Sparta this year for the first time. When exactly, we're not positive, but we're thinking probably sometime the end of summer. We are holding a facilitator training session with people from the Co-Starters headquarters down in Tennessee the 14th and 15th of March in downtown Sparta. So that'll be the kickoff.
And Nora, I know that Viroqua is ready to kick off kind of their second round of this program. Are you guys still looking for participants?
You know, my understanding, and Aaron can answer that question a little bit better than I can, but my understanding is that there are still a few openings. The first date of Co-Starters in Viroqua will be May 3rd.
We do still have openings. You can go to, and hopefully this will be posted somewhere, but you can go to www.coolieco.com/co-starters to sign up, as well as find some more information. And then you can always go to the Coolie Cap website to find my contact information, and feel free to give me a call.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about regional efforts to inspire and support entrepreneurs. We're here with Aaron Rimler from Coolie Cap, business owner Lissa Carlson from La Crosse, Nora Rowan Schmidt from the Viroqua Chamber Main Street, and business owner Mike Palin from Viroqua. Mike, why do you think we need more entrepreneurs in the Coolie region?
Well, you take a look at the landscape out there, I think, as far as just employment-wise and how, you know, lots of different bigger stores are closing down. And I think that was kind of the spirit of, you know, you could say the spirit of the United States back, you know, 100 years ago or so, that, you know, entrepreneurs dominated the landscape, and then it became more of a corporate America. And now I think hopefully we're seeing a trend back to that small business owner entrepreneur that is so important to keep, you know, small towns alive and, you know, revitalize even bigger towns like La Crosse.
Lissa, I wonder what your thoughts are on, you know, what entrepreneurs and startups, you know, bring to the community.
Certainly a good idea and filling a need within your community is always a great thing. And there, and that's what many good businesses do. I think there could be more room for female ownership of businesses in our community. I don't know what the stats are on that, but I don't feel like I see a lot of other women that are running. I don't see as many women running businesses as I do men. And that's why programs like this that can get somebody a gateway to opening their own business and becoming self-employed are so needed.
Nora, I would be interested to hear your thoughts on this, on, the amount of women we see owning businesses in Viroqua or in the region in general.
Sure. One of the things that has been the most exciting for me personally, and something that I view as a big success of not only the pop-up program but also co-starters, is that we are noticing that the program is empowering women. Our statistics are showing that 70% of the people who participate in our pop-up shop program and go on to have successful businesses are women. So one of the things that's really nice is that the dynamic and the just the way that Main Street is in general is really changing. Through this program, we've had some minority businesses open. Women are being empowered. We have a few LGBT businesses. So it's really a fascinating thing to watch how our downtown and our business district is evolving because of opportunities such as this. So we're really happy with where things are in Viroqua and where we're headed.
Erin, is there an effort at CoolieCap to maybe reach out to women, people of color, other, you know, groups that have, you know, historically been disadvantaged in this area to help them participate in this program?
Yeah, there definitely is. It's one that I think could probably be a little stronger, to be honest with you, and we're working on that. But it's something that I think is extremely important. You know, the research is very clear. Economic diversity is directly correlated with economic development and economic sustainability. So I think it's, you know, as far as diversity in the individual and diversity in the business and the opportunity is extremely important.
Erin, earlier you mentioned that funding for, you know, programs like this is always an issue. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, you know, where that funding has come from co-starters and kind of what is your, you know, plan for the future in this area?
Well, the past 2 years, the funding for this program has come from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Entrepreneurial Support Program, mainly, but we use a lot of other different funding sources to help support and grow the programs. As far as the future, you know, being in this world, it's kind of hard to plan too far in the future because, you know, you're always looking for new opportunities and new funding sources and new ways to grow things like this. Obviously, we hope that the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation will continue to work with us. They've been a great partner so far. But, you know, we don't, you know, we have plans to keep this growing. As far as how we're going to do that, you know, we're always looking for new opportunities and new places to grow. And it's great to have partners like the Viroqua Chamber Main Street and Nora, as well as our partners, you know, here in La Crosse and around the region in Sparta and in the other county too.
Nora, we recently did a show on rural entrepreneurship. How, you know, we brought in researchers who have found that, you know, rural communities tend to have more entrepreneurial people in them. I wonder what your thoughts are on, the challenges and the benefits that come from being in a smaller community, a more rural community, and being an entrepreneur.
You know, I think the benefits are pretty vast, especially in our community. I'm not sure if we just have an ideal situation here based on the attitudes and positive nature of the community, or if it's something that happens throughout the state. But I think for startup businesses to give something a shot in a small community where everybody knows their neighbors and they're eager to try new things and revitalize their business districts, and more and more people are moving to small communities who are looking for business districts where they can purchase not only clothing but can also receive services such as yoga services or something else like that. I really feel that the small rural community, for whatever reason, really assists in that process. So that's a great thing for sure.
Yeah, Mike, what are your thoughts on being a business owner in a small town? You know, do you feel like you have benefits from that position, or are there added challenges?
I see a lot more benefits than challenges, mostly because, you know, smaller towns, I've lived in some bigger towns, but smaller towns tend to be a little more entrepreneurial, you know, because they got to make, you know, as far as agriculture is concerned, I mean, people are just more used to making things happen on their own in a smaller community. And so I think they embrace that spirit too. When you open up a small business, they want to help, you know, support it again for the, you know, the common good of the community. And, you know, in a small community like this, it's also another benefit, not a challenge, would be that, you know, we could get the word out pretty quickly about the services we offer. You know, word of mouth goes pretty quick. And so, you know, those are two great benefits. You know, the mindset here and just being able to get the word out has helped us tremendously in a smaller community versus being in a bigger community where you might just kind of, you know, not be as easy to be noticed or anything like that.
Aaron, earlier in the program, we mentioned that, you know, Wisconsin has ranked last in the nation in the last 3 years for startup activity. You mentioned La Crosse has also been towards the bottom when comparing counties. What do you think we can do as a county, as a state, to improve this?
That's a great question. There are a lot of things, I think. I think this is, there's a lot that goes into this and a lot that goes into, you know, sustainable economic development and making sure that people have opportunities to succeed. As far as what, you know, we can do as a county or what the community can do, I think it's just, you know, we have to make sure that we keep putting value in these resources that help to give people avenues to succeed. You know, Wisconsin is in a place right now where it's facing a huge worker shortage, and that's a big problem that we hear about a lot. But again, the research is clear. If you want to be able to attract younger people, you have to have a vibrant commercial district in which they can really identify the community by. And I think Viroqua is a great example of that because they're doing that right now. So I think, you know, keeping all of that in mind and just keeping value in these resources that really allow, you know, people to connect and build these entrepreneurial communities together is something that will be important for years to come.
And Lissa, very quickly, as we wrap up the program, what do you need what do you think entrepreneurs need to grow their business and be more successful?
Constant educational opportunities like co-starters. There's just a ton of things that you need to learn when you start up a business, but just as much as you're going along, and having those opportunities available by grant. Those would be key things to keeping people, getting people going and then keeping them in business. You know, it's been 17 years and we've seen a lot of other publications come and go. So it's really a matter of sustaining as much as starting.
We've been talking with Lissa Carlson, owner of Cooley Parenting Connection in La Crosse, Aaron Rimler, business and income developer for Cooley Cap, Nora Rowan Schmidt, executive director of the Viroqua Chamber Main Street, and Mike Palin, owner of Pura Vida Wellness Studio in Viroqua, about local efforts to encourage entrepreneurs and startup businesses in the Cooley region. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The executive producer for Newsmakers is John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to more information on the Co-Starters program.